堂听 class.com。
Summer job planning. Assuming that you know what you want to do after college, and you may be considered short-sighted these days if you have not picked a career by the time you enter college, you should start thinking about a job even before you graduate. What companies or organizations have the job you want? Let's say you majored in English or history and you want to write a great novel. You need a job to support and educate you. You have to select from a list of several possibilities, not unlike choosing an option from the menu on the screen of a personal computer. Your options might include A. Working for a publishing company. B. Writing for a scientific company. C. Working for a public relations firm. D. Going to graduate school. Postponed decision. E. None of these. If you select option A, for example, it would be a good idea to write letters while you're in college to a dozen or more publishing houses and ask for an interview with the personnel director. If you happen to have a contact, such as an editor who might be willing to meet with you, so much the better. Make every effort to have an interview. You should be familiar with the company before your interview, and your aim should be to express to the personnel manager your interest in working for the company. You might ask if a summer job, with pay if possible, or an internship is available. In many cases, interns do receive a small stipend. In others, no pay is offered. It is important at this stage of your life to find a summer job that will enhance your future career. If you cannot find one in your field, then the alternative is to take another type of summer job: lifeguard, house painter, landscaper, waitress, or worker in a retail store or supermarket. These jobs tend to pay quite well, and you can save enough for many college expenses. That aspect has to be weighed against the fact that they may not help your career plans. Any summer job that requires hard work and a certain amount of responsibility is good for your resume. Naturally, if the job is career-oriented, it makes better reading. One day on a commuter train, I was sitting in front of two high school girls, and one said to the other, "My college education won't cost my father 1 cent. At least I don't think so." She explained that she had been working weekends, summers, and Christmas and spring vacations as a waitress in a restaurant. Her tips were so good, she had saved up $10,000. She planned to go to Rutgers University, commuting from home. If she continued working through college, she figured she could graduate without debt and go to graduate school. When I started looking for a summer job in college, I found that the only organization that would hire me, except for restaurants, was Farlene's, the big Boston department store that operated a summer branch on Cape Cod where my family vacationed. During my freshman year at college, I paid a visit to the Northampton, Mass. Branch, a year-round operation. I asked for a job selling on Saturdays and a job the following summer. I was hired on the spot. The following summer, the manager of the Northampton shop assumed management of the Cape Cod branch for the summer, and she asked me to come along as a sales girl. All through college, I earned my expense by working Farlene's on the Cape during the summer months and on Saturdays and sale days during the college years. I also conceived and wrote copy for the advertisements that Farlene's ran in our college newspaper during the winter, and an art major did the drawings based on my ideas. By the time I was a senior, I knew that I did not want to go into retailing, but it was my hedge against the future. I knew from conversations with the store manager that if I could not find a newspaper reporting job, I could find a spot on the Farlene's training squad and use that step toward a writing job.